Okay, this is a common scenario. I'm caught in a story of praise and blame. I notice. A voice says, "That was very quick. You're getting good at this." I wake up again. "Ah, I know you, Mara." A voice says, "Excellent. What a skillful yogi you are becoming." I wake up yet again, etc. Mara seems to co-opt every moment of awakening to feed the ego. Do I patiently endure, and this will dissipate with time and practice, or is there something you can suggest? Well, it's both, in the sense of that patient endurance is really hard to underestimate how important patient endurance is to the practice. That willingness to bear with the pathetic nature of the mind. But then also those experiments in undermining the perceptions of self and ego, that recollection, okay, well, really sort of impermanence, uncertainty, change, okay, these are mental states arising and ceasing, that's a tuning it into dhammas arising and ceasing, as opposed to me struggling with Mara, championing, being the champion over Mara, me being defeated by Mara again, sort of me and Mara. Dhammas arising and ceasing. That's all it is. There isn't a me in that. So it's a really important aspect of insight to be turning attention towards. Also the deconstructing of the whole process of how the thoughts arise and cease, that sense of feeling, perception, mental formation, consciousness, that desire, attachment, clinging, that process of dependent origination, the process of the, it's just these five khandhas that are arising and ceasing, and being able to rest in that, the awareness of those five khandhas, as opposed to the buying into the story of me and my khandhas.